And with this heavy weather rolling through, we have a friend of the show who, for the most part, lives outdoors, and so he's got a lot of tips for us on how to handle these extreme storms. As his handlers bring him into the studio now and let him off-leash as part of his way of integrating into society, we welcome Mushmouth Thomas to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mushmouth.
Y'all having a pretty good little Tuesday? Pretty good little Tuesday?
Pretty good little Tuesday.
Not bad, although we got these storms. They're kind of scary.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's cool.
I don't know if the storms are cool. They're kind of scary.
He wants so badly to be a part of our Western ways. He's using our slang.
I thought I'd come over here to a radio station and teach the humans how to survive and even thrive in the bad weather.
Okay.
You know, bad weather can destroy your house and even kill you. But if you know how to handle its power, you can use the weather to give you the strength of an elephant.
Okay.
So you've done this. Huh?
I'm interested.
Yeah. If you see the lightning, the first thing you should do is to pray to the gods that you've offended. Apologizing for your transgressions.
He sounds Cajun every once in a while.
Also, if the lightning is really bad, you should take shelter under a tall tree.
Oh, I don't think that's
a good
idea.
That's the opposite of what you're...
Preferably a metal one.
A metal tree?
Yeah, I find a lot of those in, like, the Cedar Hill area.
Yeah, you should stay away from
transmitters.
Those
aren't trees.
They're what?
Never mind. They're metal trees.
Transmit to the gods from them?
Yes.
Even more reason to hide under them. Also, if you see the lightning in the sky.
The what?
The lightning.
The lightning.
The
lightning, okay.
Yeah, you should tuck your wings into your fur so you don't get infused with the devil's anger.
You have wings?
It's also very important, Cray, to know what the weather means.
Okay.
For example, if the sky opens its bottom and farts out a bunch of ice turds... That means that the gods want you to have a baby.
What?
Okay.
I think that's just called hail.
I'll keep that in mind.
Hail, yeah, it means that. And when you hear a loud rumble in the sky, that means Jesus is hungry.
What?
So you have to find some wild parakeets and squeeze them until they can't live anymore and throw them in the sky at Jesus' belly.
Okay, let me write all this down.
Don't bother.
And when you see a circular wind pattern that touches the ground, you have to hustle and sacrifice a goat baby to make it go away.
Okay. That would be a tornado, I'm guessing, and okay.
And sometimes that'll make you stop having the diarrhea.
Sometimes.
How are they related?
You know how you get that from your bottom when sometimes you eat the bad crawfish from the creek?
No. Not from the creek so much.
The only cure for that is the tornado goat baby recipe.
You still have some work to do, I think, to fully integrate into society, don't you?
Why'd you say that?
Yeah, why you say that, Craig? Just giving you some helpful hints about...
Not cool, man.
That isn't cool.
Not cool.
You came in here to talk about stormy weather and what you should do.
I'm helping people with weather, and you're over there, like, criticizing me, man.
How do you have this vocabulary?
That ain't cool.
Not cool, man. Running my dad like that, man.
Wait,
what?
I'm sorry, I'm not... Okay,
you're not down like that?
Would you mind giving me a taser?
Don't tase him. He's not doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. You okay, Mushmouth? I'm sorry you did that.
I may have laid on the button a little too long. It just felt like he was getting belligerent.
No.
Mushmouth, hey, buddy.
This is the first time I've ever seen him just drop like that.
Mushmouth, wake up. Hey, come on, buddy. Wake up. You're okay. He's still breathing.
Well, that's a good sign. Go give him mouth to mouth.
Jesus, Billy.
Oh, gosh. Let me ask his handler. Professor, what do we need to do?
You can't do anything.
There's nothing.
His life cycle is ended.
His no, life cycle.
I think he's just down for a moment.
No, he's dead.
No, I can't. He's talking. He's, listen.
Yeah, he's whimpering.
He's fine.
you can't keep him down. Get him out. Mushmouth Thomas.